USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
To each veteran of the war, the glory of your deeds will only grow greater with time.
President Trump speaking in New York City at the 100th annual Veterans Day parade there, the largest such ceremony in the United States to honor veterans every year.
This city is graced by your presence. This nation is forever in your debt, and we thank you all.
Cold weather is causing hundreds of cancellations and delays at airports nationwide today. More than 600 cancellations reported, about 1,200 delays. Republican Congressman out of New York, Peter King, won't be running for re-election next year. He says in a Facebook post today that after spending 28 years in Congress, he wants to spend more time with family. King has represented much of Long Island since 1993. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
Record cold could be coming to dozens of U.S. cities this week as the National Weather Service is forecasting lows that would break or tie records in at least 148 cities between Tuesday and Thursday. It's Veterans Day. Plenty of businesses offering discounts and freebies to veterans and active duty service members. President Trump will be speaking at the beginning of a parade in New York City. The People's Choice Awards last night, where one of the night's biggest moments came from actor-comedian Kevin Hart. He was there to accept the award for Comedy Act of 2019, and it was his first major public appearance since he was seriously injured in a car crash last September. He says,
first and foremost, man, thank God, because I definitely don't have to be here. Being that I am, it makes me appreciate life even more. It makes me appreciate the things that really matter. Family. I want to thank my wife, my kids.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Nearly 300 air flights have been canceled across the United States because of the Arctic cold blast that's been lowering temperatures across most of the U.S. Chicago and Detroit with the most cancellations. It's affecting air travel, though, in New York and Washington, D.C. as well. USA Radio's Wendy King has a look at the top movies over the weekend.
The World War II adventure Midway, starring Aaron Eckhart and Nick Jonas, is the number one movie. It brought in $17.5 million in receipts. Coming in at number two with $14.1 million is Dr. Sleep, directly followed by Playing with Fire at number three with $12.8 million. Last Christmas is at number four with $11.6 million. And dropping down to number five, Terminator Dark Fate with $10.8 million. Rounding out the top tier, Joker is dropping down to number six with $9.2 million. Maleficent, Mistress of Evil, at number 7 with $8 million. Harriet, about Harriet Tubman, is at number 8 with $7.2 million. Zombieland Double Tap is at number 9 with $4.3 million. And the remake of The Addams Family is at number 10 with $4.2 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
You can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.